Well, Pete, we're talking to you on New Year's Eve, and I'd imagine there's no better place to have New Year's Eve than your place that you now have on the harbour in Sydney. Very nice, too. I'm sure you've got a lot more friends than you ever thought possible.
Yes, I'm a little spoiled at the moment, and yes, somehow I've found a few new friends for New Year's Eve, but that's all right. It makes the night more enjoyable, and you know, hopefully it'll be a great night.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. Pete, we had a chance to talk to you about the year overall a few weeks ago, just prior to the start of the Australasian Tour. You played the MasterCard Masters, where you finished fifth, which I thought in the overall scheme of things was a pretty good performance, given the fact that you hadn't played for more than 2 months.
Yeah, I was a little shocked in how I played. You know, the first day I actually hit it really well and did a couple of dodgy things around the greens and stuff. But, you know, all in all, if you had offered me a top 10 at the start of the week, I would have definitely taken it. So, yeah, that was definitely a good way to start back.
Well, and you quickly got back into the winning scheme of things with that tremendous performance at Hyatt Regency Coolum. How would you describe that when obviously very exciting and very satisfying for you to be back winning so soon after that time?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I thought, you know, the week after the Masters, I had a week break after the Masters, and I did a lot of practice, a lot of short game stuff, and, you know, came back at Coolum. I don't think I really felt like I was an actual chance until the last day where, you know, I made a few birdies early and got off to a bit of a roll. So, you know, and it all sort of just fell into place. That's usually the way it is when you win. You're sort of, you're there or thereabouts, and then all of a sudden you're leading and you're done. So, you know, that was a very nice way to finish the year in Australia pretty much, and, you know, at least give you a bit of a kickstart for the next season.
Just being in contention as you were on that final day going into Coolum, into the final day at Hyatt Regency Coolum, was it a surprise to you to be able to go on with it? I suppose most people would say when you haven't been in winning contention for so long. I know you went close in Mexico, you finished third there earlier in the year, but you really haven't been in a serious chance to win a tournament for quite some time. Did it surprise you the way you were able to hold on down the stretch?
Yeah, well, I don't know about surprise, because, you know, that's the way you hope to finish all the time, but I felt really good the whole way in, and I was really, I really concentrated well the whole way and didn't really feel like I was going to give it up. I felt like they were going to have to catch me.
So then on to the Australian Open. Perhaps disappointment there because it's a golf course you have an open liking for, self-declared liking for, and just didn't work out that week.
Yeah, it was funny. I birdied the first couple of holes on the Thursday and thought, oh, here we go. This could be good. I might win a couple in a row. And then I managed to sort of hit in the water on 3 and 4 and make a goose of myself. So, you know, basically my tournament, you know, I ruined it on the third and the fourth holes, which, you know, the third hole's a pretty straightforward hole and the fourth hole's a toughish par three. But, you know, I just didn't hit it quite as well as I did the week before and paid the penalty on a couple of holes.
So you've had the opportunity now to I suppose, with that two-month break, you were concerned about your motivation and a whole range of things that were bothering you prior to the break. Now that you're back into tournament golf, you've had another opportunity to have another couple of weeks off before you head to Hawaii in a week or so's time. How do you feel about next year now? You excited about it now?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I think, you know, the break did me no harm whatsoever, and to spend a week or so with Ledbetter before I came back, you know, really, you know, spending time with him with a heap of interest, you know, I think it's only done me good. And, you know, once the last tournament here was finished, you know, I had 3 or 4 days off, and then I couldn't wait to get back practicing, and I haven't really missed a day, although today I think I'm going to miss it. But,
well, those are positive signs for you to feel so enthusiastic about even practicing, so it's all pointing to hopefully a pretty successful season this season, which starts in Hawaii in a couple of weeks' time on January the 10th, the Sony Open. You've played well there previously, but prior to that you're heading to Thailand to spend a few days with your mate Jimmy Barnes and his wife.
Yeah, Jane's turning 50 this year. I don't know whether she's allowed to, she wants everyone to know that, but anyway, she is. She still looks like she's 30, so we're having her 50th birthday in Thailand at a place called Hua Hin. I think that's what the area is called, and at the same place where we had Jimmy's 50th last year, and it's a beautiful place, so it'll be nice to go there for 3 or 4 days. We'll play golf every morning, and then on about the 6th or 7th, I think I'll scoot back to Hawaii and start the year.
So what is your schedule early on? Sony Open first, and what follows after that?
The first four tournaments I'm going to play, so it's Hawaii, the Bob Hope Classic, the San Diego tournament, which I think is Buick, and then what's after that? Oh, Phoenix. Phoenix tournament. So that'll be 4 weeks in a row, and then I have 2 weeks off, so I'm not sure what I'll do, whether I'll go back to Orlando or I might even sneak back to Australia for a couple of weeks, but we'll see.
Just on your schedule, Pete, I mean, I know that you've chopped and changed your schedule a bit over the last few years, trying to get that right balance that suits you best. I mean, do you feel you've got it worked out now the way you want to handle it?
Not really.
Still experimenting, right?
Still stuffing around with it. But, you know, I think, you know, this year, the plan is I'm going to play a bit of golf, but when I have time off, I'll probably have a week or two at a time. Probably won't play more than five tournaments in a row, and then, you know, I'm going to be a little bit less pedantic about my practice, so I'll probably do, you know, maybe a maximum of 4 hours a day and then play nine holes or something and, you know, try and break it up a little bit as opposed to sort of just spending all day practicing.
Yeah. Well, Peter, it's been great to catch up again, and things are looking very promising for 2008. And as we wind up 2007, perhaps an opportunity. I know you've been always very positive about the site and the amount of people that have visited it over the years. We often get the stats through just how many people visit it on a regular basis, and perhaps now an opportunity for you to just wish them all the best for 2008.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. I'd just like to thank everyone for their support over the last year, even the last 5 years or so. So I really value your support, and hopefully I'll have a decent 2008, and I hope you all have a great 2008 as well.
That's great, and we look forward to catching up with you early in the new year, perhaps after a very good result in Hawaii. You have a good night tonight. Keep yourself tidy, if that's at all possible, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Tidy's my second name, Bruce. I'll be fine.
Cheers.